Finally, Yanni's getting some radio play.
Yay, Yanni.
Yeah. All right.
By the way, Yanni hears Laurel. He's
Ouch,
not on the
that
record.
Hurts.
All right, so we like everybody else, has played this game today where you listen to this piece of audio. Can we play the original piece of audio here? Can we do this? You listen to this.
Shake your head first. Get it
this piece. And then you decide what you hear. Now, some people hear Laurel, and some people hear Yanni when they hear it. It's one of those weird things. It's exploded on the interwebs. It's become this huge phenomenon in just a day, 2 days, however long this has been out there.
Yeah.
But everybody's listening to it because it's amazing how people are absolutely certainly are hearing two different things, and you cannot imagine how you could hear two different things from what you hear here. For
words
example.
That are so dissimilar, they're not this. I mean, they're just Yanni and Laurel. They're
yes,
different words.
You would think
Laurel, Laurel, Laurel.
So, are you hearing Laurel or Yanni?
It's Laurel all day.
Violetta, you still hearing it?
I hear Laurel now, but I heard Yanni earlier.
Oh, you heard?
I heard Yanni yesterday, last night.
No, but I heard Yanni even those three different cuts you were playing
earlier today.
Yeah.
Yeah, yours. You're all.
I'm not messed up. The thing is, you guys sometimes you don't hear the L, and it's clearly Yanni.
I think we're having I would call this the llama effect. It's like the double L effect.
Well, all right, a lot of people are hearing both.
All right. Well,
which is another phenomenon I don't understand.
Thank God we have got Poppy Crum with us.
Yes.
Now, Poppy is the chief scientist at Dolby Laboratories, and she can actually explain to us what in the hell is going on here.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell
Excellent.
These people
yeah.
that I'm right.
All right. Now, Poppy, how is this even possible?
Hi. How are you doing,
hey, Poppy.
Anna and Ro? It happens all the time. The reality is we actually don't have the same realities. We're always hearing different things and seeing different things. It's just kind of fun when these viral things happen and we get to all talk about it again. And it also freaks a lot of us out, I think.
Yeah. Especially in a moment. And like, we're in a moment anyway because of the fast-paced information coming at us and politics and all the rest of it, that we're starting to kind of lose our footing. We're having basically...
We can't tell what's real.
Right. I mean, we're having cultural vertigo right now. And so we're having this thing where now you hear this, you're like, wait, I what can I believe in anymore?
You doubt what you hear.
How is it possible? All right, so
it makes us really uncomfortable when we recognize how mutable our perceptual, our experiences of the world are. Right?
Yes.
Our perceptual realities are each unique. But
very true.
Yeah, I can...
You can explain. Please do. Please explain why it is. There's got to be science here. So tell me why it is that the young Violetta over here is hearing Yanni and an old me is hearing Laurel.
Interesting. Okay. So it is all about the frequencies of the sound. Not what's actually there, but how they actually reach us and what our bodies do with it. Right? So, just turns out that... people who hear Yanni, they're experiencing more of the high frequency, mid frequency content, whereas people who hear Laurel are hearing, the lower frequencies are being emphasized more. But there are a lot of things that can affect us. It doesn't just, and it doesn't always stay the same. So, first it starts out with the idea that, if you're listening on one device over the other, say I'm listening on my phone or I'm listening in my car or I'm on my home theater system, those are all, the transducers, the components of the speakers are all going to produce, different weightings of the frequencies that actually come out, are produced into the acoustic environment and that we experience. And that's on its own going to differentiate. Or say somebody's in another room, that's already putting a big filter on what someone hears compared to the other person. So that's the first part.
Okay.
And that's easy. That never scares people because they're like, oh, yeah. But it's the fact that we can be sitting right next to each other and have completely different experiences.
Right.
And that's the part that gets so exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And that happened on this show earlier.
Yes.
We were basically split down
Absolutely.
The middle with the producers and everybody. Three heard Yanni, three heard Laurel.
Now, I'd like to give credit to the New York Times here because they came up with a widget for their website that allows you to move... it allows you to change the frequency as you're listening to it.
Then you hear both.
And it changes your experience. I want to play this for you, and then I want Poppy to explain to us what sure. we just experienced. All right, here's what we're going to go. We're going to take it from the mid-range, which is the way we've been hearing it here. We're going to go to the low and then cross back across to the high here.
Laurel. 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 Laurel.
Here we go.
Laurel. 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 Laurel.
I heard Laurel the whole time, but so what
did I?
So did I.
I did
Wait,
too.
Did we do it the exact same way we did it before? Because we did this
a
in rehearsal
run.
And mm-hmm. I heard Yanni at the end
for the first time. Mm-hmm. I did too.
So that's what I was going to ask. Will everyone at some certain frequency hear the opposite, or
not
some people are
necessarily?
Yeah, okay,
but. Well, it depends how far you. So that's one, the manipulation they're doing, which I think it's a beautiful demo. I love it. Loved what they did, but it's only one dimension that's influencing the sound. So, you know, and again, there's sort of a few things that come into play that are affecting this perception. And you know, one, it's all about how different frequencies are getting weighted in our brain, and take away the context, neutralize that part, make it all the same. Now, we all have different hearing loss, right? Or different degrees of hearing sensitivities from our physiology, not necessarily hearing loss, but that's like the lowest, like what's actually getting through the system. And then on top of that, we all have different neural sensitivities depending on, you know, what we've been exposed to in our environment. So things like our language, our dialect, if you've got an accent from one place or the other, and even, you know, things that are important to us. Imagine a musician versus someone living in a noisy environment. Those mm-hmm. affect our, you know, those really change your brain in ways that completely alter how we each are experiencing the exact same information.
Okay, but what is the word that's being said? Someone had to say the word originally, correct?
Right. So the word's actually Laurel. And, you know, the word is Laurel, but that doesn't change the fact that up until just now when you played that demo, I've always heard Yanni. So, and, you know, I'm listening over my phone and I'm getting a very filtered experience.
All right, you know what we just did? We just changed the perception of the greatest, one of the greatest experts on this in the world.
Absolutely.
Poppy Crum is a chief scientist at Dolby Laboratories. Dolby!
I mean, kind of a big deal.
Doesn't get any bigger than that. Now, all right, we're going to try this one more time. We're going to use this widget one more time that the New York Times has, and we're going to do it by hand and a little faster, because what we did is we recorded that for this, which is going to change when you change generations here. It might change the frequencies based on the equipment it's going through on our end. So we're going to try this one more time and see, as we move from the low to the high, let's do it that way. So we move from the low to the high, does it go from Laurel to Yanni?
Laurel. 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 Yummy. Yummy. Yummy.
Yummy. Oh my gosh.
There we go.
Now I hear Larry.
But it went to Yanni. It went to Yanni.
It did go to Yanni.
It went to Yanni at
it
the
did.
End. Yeah.
It totally did.
Told you guys.
So it's your ears, your hearing, the speakers, or the matter way you receive it. And then it's your brain, you're saying, too. Because. Right.
Absolutely. That's a big part of it. I mean, that's where things like this, you can even see gender differences. And it's not that, you know, it's not that women hear differently than men, but you can think about, you know, there's a big important sound that we hear all day long. And we probably get tired of it. Well, some people do, but it's the sound of your own voice, right? And, those are just,
not a problem on this show.
Yeah, we're in radio for a reason. You know, I was always told when I started in radio, that in music radio, that there were certain songs, there was that engineers would tune radio stations for higher or lower frequency because women and men reacted differently to higher and low frequency. And that if you had a woman, if you were trying to, you know, a woman targeted station, you would target the frequency higher than you would for the men. The men would be targeted lower.
And at the time you thought that was a box of nothing, but no, you believed it then?
I believed it because it was a radio engineer telling me, and they never stopped talking. So there, I had to. You're like a hostage in a James Bond movie when you're talking to a radio engineer. But is that so? But there is a little bit of gender differential in terms of perception of high and low frequency, isn't there, Poppy?
Well, not in detectability, but when you start thinking about how, you know, different neural sensitivities with degrees of plasticity and how our brain changes to be sensitive to, you know, certain sounds and others, absolutely, with many different demographics and ways you can look at, you know, what's relevant and what people hear. So we hear the sound of our own voice all day long, and yeah, those have very different frequency ranges.
Right.
And so consequently, our brain's going to change with what we hear and don't.
It's so funny.
One thing I want to actually mention, though, sorry, I'll let you talk, but there's one more thing I wanted to
yes,
mention with this illusion that I think is pretty important, which is just, a big part of what's driving it, though, is that our brains, we really want to understand, we have categorical perception of speech, okay? So while we might hear subtle differences in, you know, how the sound is changing, which you could clearly hear as you moved along the New York Times in that continuum, right? But there's this stark boundary where it goes from Laurel to Yanni or Yanni to Laurel. And, you know, that's because what our brain's trying to do with speech is, this is one of the things that makes us, you know, be able to function in the world, is there are so many ways and experiences that we have that are, you know, have noise in them or are sort of, you know, create these differences or, you know, things in the environment
right,
that cause us.
You're trying to discern between those.
Yes. And instead, what our brain does is basically homogenize them. And when that forms, you know, so within a category, we can maybe tell that things are changing, but we're, that label of Yanni or Laurel is really, you can't mess with it. And then yeah, there's this stark boundary where you flip to the other. So same thing happens with how we perceive vowels.
Wow.
And why you can understand an A from somebody in New York or Boston or India, you know, trying to say, you know, with somebody with a different, you know, a non-native speaker speaking a language.
Got it.
All these things enable us to communicate. And our brain does this so that we can be, you know, to let us do what we need to do and actually, you know, be effective.
Poppy, thank you very much.
Thanks,
really
Poppy.
Appreciate it. Poppy Crum, Chief Scientist at Dolby Laboratories. Finally, someone explains it to us.
She did.
Thank you.
And we flipped her. She's
yep,
Team Laurel now.
I think we did. Let us now see if we can flip our tier into telling us what's going on in the news.